You know, for some people, the question isn't, where did we come from? It's, have we been here before? For the past 40 years, doctors at the University of Virginia have conducted research into young children's reports of memories of previous lives. They've investigated several thousand cases in which children as young as 2 or 3 say they remember previous families, things they did when they were adults, even the way they died. Is this proof positive of reincarnation? Jim Tucker is a child psychiatrist and the current director of the Children's Memories Project. He told Ann Strangchamps, the sheer number of cases is hard to explain any other way.
We get children telling reports of memories of previous lives from all over the country, and in fact, all over the world. It's easiest to find the cases in Asia, but we're collecting dozens of them now in the United States. Some of them involve children talking about a deceased family member that they say they remember being, and then others talking about complete strangers in other locations. One of the American ones was a little boy where, when he was 18 months old, his dad was changing his diaper one day, and the boy looks up at his dad and says, "When I was your age, I used to change your diapers." And the father found this quite odd. He and his wife were not religious, certainly didn't believe in reincarnation. But then the boy started talking more and more about having been his grandfather, and gave a number of details. And his mom in particular became quite interested in it, so she started asking him some questions.
What sort of things did he say?
One thing he would just say that he was his grandfather, but then he would talk about things like, she asked him one time if he had any brothers or sisters, and he said, yeah, how he had a sister who died and how she'd been turned into a fish. And it turned out that the grandfather's sister, 60 years before, had been murdered and her body had been dumped in the bay, which was, needless to say, quite traumatic to the grandfather.
Now, would this boy have known anything otherwise about his grandfather? Did he grow up with stories about his grandfather? Did his parents talk a lot about his grandfather?
Well, they certainly didn't talk about the sister being murdered. In fact, they had only recently found out about it themselves. But yeah, certainly, you know, people do talk about grandparents at times, but they felt that he had information that he could not have known from anywhere. And in addition, when his grandmother died, his father went out to her home and collected some of the belongings and came back with pictures. And before that, they did not have any pictures of the father's family up in the home. So the boy's mom had them spread out on the coffee table one night looking at him, and he came over and started saying, "Oh, that's me," pointing to the grandfather. So she showed him a picture of a elementary school class picture and asked him to pick out his grandfather, and he ran his finger along the different pictures and then stopped at the one of the grandfather and said, "That's me."
Is this pretty typical of the stories you've been collecting?
It is. It's typical in a lot of ways, except, again, this involves what we call a same family case. Then we also get cases where kids are describing being total strangers. And in those cases, they often really express a lot of longing to return to the previous family and to see them.
For instance, is there one of those that comes to mind?
There's a little girl in India who talked a lot about a previous life in a town where she named the city, which was a large city in India. She named the city and even the subsection of the city where she said she had lived. She gave the name of both her son and her grandson from that life, gave a lot of other details about that life. And eventually her father had a friend who was from there and sent him to try to track this down and found that, in fact, there was somebody there, a woman who had died who matched the description perfectly.
Yeah, this just sounds so bizarre. I mean, I can't imagine you've got some stranger with a child shows up at your door and says, "Excuse me, my child thinks he used to be your wife," or something. Is that how it happens?
It is how it happens, although usually there's advance warning. They don't just show up at the family and say, "Hey, this child used to be your wife." But these cases happen, or at least they're easiest to find in Asia, where they're in cultures with a belief in reincarnation. So it's not as completely bizarre as it might be if it happened to a family here.
How many of these stories have you collected?
We've collected over 2,500. That's a lot of cases. And again, it's from all over the world. Since we set up our website, we've been hearing from more and more American families, and we've heard from over 100 of those in the last few years. And most of these families are ones that had no belief in reincarnation at all before their child started saying these things.
So what do you make of this? I mean, are you now, based on having heard so many of these stories, are you a believer in reincarnation?
Well, first of all, we certainly keep an open attitude to this work. It's one that we're doing with a scientific attitude, not with sort of a religious kind of attitude. I think if you look at the strongest cases as a group, then the best explanation for them is that at times, at least, memories and emotions can sometimes carry over from one life to the next.
What do the children themselves say about this? I mean, do the children say, I was reincarnated, I had a past life, I chose you? I mean, how do the children explain these memories?
Most of them do not come out with, like, enlightened words of wisdom. It's just, for them, part of their experience of life is that they have these memories.
Do they persist throughout their whole lives?
No, the memories usually stop by the age of 6 or 7, which is also the age where children lose memories of their early childhood anyway. And along with that, there are exceptions, but they usually lose the memories that they're reporting from previous lives.
On a more personal level, I wanted to ask, I mean, you've collected these, you've lived with these stories for a long time, you've thought about them a long time. What do they make you think about where we come from?
Well, I think these stories, along with other areas of science, suggest that consciousness may well be more than just a byproduct of a functioning brain. That consciousness is a separate entity in the universe, and it's something that may be able to continue after the physical body dies.
Jim Tucker is a child psychiatrist and director of the University of Virginia's project on children's memories of previous lives. His most recent book on the subject is called Life Before Life. He spoke with Anne Strange Champs.